What do you want?
Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
Folks, we are back. We are live. It is the Patriot Power Hour. It is episode 136. It is April 13th, 2021. I am Ben the Breaker of Banksters. My co-host, Future Dan. How you doing there, buddy?
Hey, doing good. It's Jefferson's birthday.
Great. That's awesome, man. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan. I've visited his estate, I suppose, which is really neat if you go there on a guided tour. An interesting guy for sure. So, yeah, man, one of my favorite founding fathers.
Yeah, absolutely. And on his birthday anniversary, we got National Guard activated, riots erupting, we got war drums, facing off with Russia, with China, Israel, and Iranian activities are heating up. And, the Sunnis and the Iranians also in the Middle East. We got inflation skyrocketing, federal government adding debt like never seen before, major figures coming out, basically admitting the Wuhan lab in China lost control of gain-of-function research being COVID-19, vaccinations being paused for medical blood clots on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, Fukushima water about to be poured into the Pacific Ocean. Russia showing off a tsunami weapon. Monstrous volcanoes going off in the Caribbean. And COVID keeps on going. That's what we got on stock tonight, episode 136.
Is it ever better time to be a listener and a prepper on Prepper Broadcasting Network? I mean, holy smokes. Each and every one of those we could talk about for an hour or more, and we have or will today and into the future talk about all these topics. But, I mean, you don't even need to predict which one of those is going to go sideways or crazy. You know, I think by now, if people didn't figure it out before COVID, I mean, you must have figured out by now that prepping isn't just a hobby and it's not just a lifestyle, and it can be both of those, and it's certainly, can be enjoyable. But my point is, it's actually life or death situation, and there's just so many crazy things going on right now, and wow, you can feel it in the air. So we're not we try not to be too much of an alarmist doom and gloom show by any means, but we will run you through all those different topics and more on the News Blitz. And I mean, oh man, it's been crazy. I mean, you weren't here last week, so there was a lot that I went through last week, but geez, that seems like a distant memory already. I mean, gosh, what in the past, week or two, have you seen that maybe has escalated further? I mean, this vaccination, the whole vaccine is kind of grown daily, and it seems to today with the Johnson & Johnson issues has reached a new high watermark in terms of, evidence that is dangerous and not well tested. But anyway, I don't want to spoil what we'll talk about today's news in the next segment, but I guess next few minutes, I want to kind of catch up with you right now. What have you been thinking about the last couple of weeks? What have you seen?
Yeah, so a lot of these indicators are reactivating this week, and you didn't talk about them last week. And week before, there were other ones active that aren't now. So there's a constant rollover of these things. Some of them, of course, the pestilence, the COVID, and the vaccination results. Some of them, you know, news censorship. Some of them just stay on all the time. But what's sort of remarkable is what you said a moment ago, Ben, is, you know, it seems like 1 week ago was just a distant memory. It's because, like, new topics are just emerging constantly, new indicators that weren't active the week before. None of them necessarily had, you know, particularly dangerous levels unto themselves. But it's just the whole, you know, looking at the whole picture, it's constantly a moving target on what's coming at us.
One way I encourage listeners to check out the Patriot Power Hour specifically, but even other shows on PBN, is go back into the archive. Go listen to a show from 1 year ago today, or even 3 years ago today, or, you know, sometime pretty far back in the future. What were we talking about? What were we talking about we thought was a big deal that never became anything? What's something maybe we mentioned on the side, a little throwaway comment that, you know, months later became a big deal? I often go back and try to analyze that. And this show is great live. We're live every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, right? But whether you're listening live 1 hour later on the archive, like a lot of people do, 1 day later, 3 years later, 30 years later. I mean, I expect this to be a pretty interesting audio journal, this show in of itself. So a lot of ways to look at this show. And, geez, there's just so much to digest, but we try our best, right?
Yeah, yeah, and some of these things just never stop being a concern. We're going to have to talk about debt again tonight. Pretty boring for most people, but it just mounts and mounts, right, yeah. Ben? It's your whole thing. Other things like the news censorship, the dichotomy between what different audiences tell themselves, you know, between countries and within our country, of course, is amazing. So that news of the CNN chief medical correspondent essentially saying it was gain of function research that got out of the Wuhan lab, that's pretty profound. We've been reporting it for a year. Now this guy's saying it. So we'll get into that article in the second segment, but stay tuned, right? Because what's coming at you, what's heating up in one sector may not be what's really going to hit as a crisis in another pretty soon. It's constantly rolling. Can't take your eye off all these balls.
No, for sure. Just like your prepping never stops and really should accelerate as you get deeper into it, so does the news and current events. And we are definitely not in a normal period. And if you think about it, just the technology these days is so advanced. And there's so many people living on the planet that the amount of activity just going on daily is really unbelievable and obviously unprecedented, not even in the order of magnitude from 100 years ago, even 50 years ago. World War II was not even close to the type of magnitude of populations we have today. It's just kind of crazy, and I'm hoping we can keep holding it together, but man, that is a major system. You talk about debt. How can this system hold together and continue to expand like this for another 25 years, let alone five, or, you know, how about 5 years, let alone 25 years? So a lot of the issues we talk about, like you said, will kind of maybe roll off, or they'll have peaks and valleys, but a lot of them aren't being resolved. Just because you haven't seen it for a week or a month doesn't mean it went away. A lot of it's still fermenting under the surface, so got to, like you said, keep your head up and head on a swivel, right?
So that's our view of the news in the macro for this episode, I'd say. We'll get into the micro in the second segment. But later in the show, we're going to continue a discussion on a piece of equipment that we previewed, 2 weeks ago?
Yep, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we talked about scenarios of were you to have a certain, you know, set of equipment, and you actually went out and got one portion of the kit.
That I did. The bug out bike. I'm going to go into detail. We're going to, of course, have the news blitz in the next segment, but maybe the third or definitely by the fourth segment, talk a little bit my initial review of my bug out bicycle / electric bike. So far, great. I'm extremely pleased, but I got it yesterday and I put it together, and I've only ridden a few miles, to be honest. So still in the early phases, but we'll talk about that for sure.
So we're predominantly a situational awareness, current affairs, news show. Occasionally, we like to get our prepper gear conversation amped up a notch. We're going to do that later. But bring it full circle. What is your view of our current situation this April 13th, 2021, Ben?
I got a really bad feeling. I don't know. There's just so many things that are rearing their heads. Vaccination story is disheartening to me for many reasons. I feel like, wow, so many people gave in. I guess the way I would look at it, and if you want to take a vaccine, that's your own decision, and I'm not going to say one way or the other. However, I just feel like from a liberty point of view and vaccine passports required to do X, Y, and Z, I feel like people are giving that up very quickly, and kind of a forced, the old tripe of forced vaccinations, like InfoWars, the forced vaccinations are coming for you. I mean, they're not even really doing the forced vaccinations. They're just, they brainwashed and got tons of people to do it, way more than I expected. So obviously I'm a little biased towards it, but I'm a little disheartened that so many people went with it so voluntarily, and now we're seeing some really negative side effects, and it's not even come close to beginning to take a toll on this. So that's really one thing I'm really focused on right now. But yeah, we also got Russia on the border with Ukraine, and we got China situation with Taiwan. Either of those could spark World War III, and not to mention the Middle East. So, wow, there's a lot, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Johnson & Johnson story is profound enough that it's agreed upon. It could be dangerous. So vaccination effects exposed. The indicators hitting top levels now. Didn't take that long, really, from this time last year talking about vaccines. This time this year dealing with them.
Totally. Exactly. I almost specifically remember last year saying, I don't remember what time, but at one point I remember on the show saying, I am officially much more concerned about the vaccination and the societal effects of the quarantine than the actual COVID virus. That proved out a lot quicker than I thought, I guess, is one thing that's got me worried. Anyway, guys, we're going to be going to break. We're going to come back. We're going to the news blitz. Follow along, futuredanger.com. Get through all the news. Of course, prepperbroadcasting.com. Support the station. Check out all the awesome shows. Prepperbroadcasting.com. We'll be right back.
Here at the Prepper Broadcasting Network, our mission has expanded, and we have decided to use our influence to aid in disaster recovery. PBN is offering up our airwaves to nonprofits and boots-on-the-ground organizations that are affecting disaster recovery. The real people out there rebuilding lives. From organizations that reestablish the supply chain to those who deliver aid and even organizations that rebuild shattered homes and lives. The future of disaster response does not lay in the hands of some government organizations. No, it's up to us, Disaster Coffee. It only makes sense that PBN would partner with Disaster Coffee. Disaster Coffee is selling outstanding coffee that is roasted to order and shipped right to your door. A portion of their profits will be directly donated to disaster recovery organizations like Grindstone Ministries, Healthcare Ready, and Citizens Assisting Citizens. Disaster Coffee sources top quality beans that are roasted to order. You get coffee at its very best, but you also make a difference with every purchase. Disaster Coffee offers every customer the ability to join the national disaster relief effort. Get yours at disastercoffee.com.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour, back with your news blitz. Let's get right at it. No time to waste. Scientists find a way to collect human DNA from the air. So much for keeping yourself private. Google shadow ban searches for riots today. The term riots today following violent unrest in Minnesota. So shadow ban. Moving on to the second column, related, Minnesota enforces curfew, deploys National Guard after new police shooting sparks riots. Los Angeles Sheriff, this is spread out there. They're looking to potentially call in the National Guard if unrest spreads even further. We have tear gas fired. So, I mean, obviously we had the George Floyd issues back from May. We had that killing and now the trial. And they're having riots with that, but there was a separate killing that has sparked kind of side riots, or they're going to kind of come together, of course. But we have distinct riots about the George Floyd trial, or of the officer, Derek Chauvin. We got prosecution in that trial having trouble proving that George Floyd was murdered. Riots rocks Minneapolis for second night. And again, overnight looting and damage all around. Homicide rates are soaring across America. Get in there and get some of those details, but it's unbelievable. Very unfortunate. It's not even summertime yet. I have a feeling this summer is going to see unprecedented levels. Moving on. Busload of pregnant illegal immigrants arrive in Texas in the dark of night. There's a lot of footage out there now. Secretary of State warns of consequences if Russia acts aggressively in the Ukraine. U.S. President proposes a summit with Russian President, warns on Ukraine in a phone call. Meanwhile, the Russian Deputy Foreign Minister calls America an adversary and warns the U.S. Navy to avoid Crimea, which is, I believe, Russia's most important naval port, or at least its second most important naval port, equal to, you know, San Diego or Norfolk equivalent. So yeah, America sails its ships into the Black Sea. Could be a problem, says Russian Deputy Foreign Minister. Let's move to Iranian. We got a hit in... an attack which hit a 50-meter below-the-surface underground facility in Nantes. Cyber sabotage equipment or sabotage by agents, however it's done. Israel is doing whatever it can to take out Iranians' capability or aspirations to enrich uranium and have nuclear weaponry. Counter that, Iran says it will enrich uranium to 60%, the highest level it's had. And the Israeli-owned ship was attacked in the Gulf of Oman. No casualties, but we're seeing actual attacks now, and there's been a long history and rumors of certain attacks, and some that are pretty obvious, some that I'm sure we have not seen or heard about. But a lot of sabotage going on around that. move into China, another potential theater of war, unfortunately. American forces in the Philippines open annual combat exercises with troops scaled down. Troops scaled down. Could it be because of the new administration? I don't think the threat in the Philippines has gone down, but leave it at that. Maybe we'll get future Dan's thought on that later. Radioactive material stolen in Mexico City. Truck robbery. Dirty bomb. Sort of material. Rioters set fire to Portland ICE office while agents are inside. That's a pretty high-level threat on this one. Houthi rebels strike Aramco oil facilities with drones and missiles. More action in the Middle East and nearby areas. Wow. That's one of the most stacked national security second columns we've seen for a while. I really think so. Let's move on to economics. Visualizing the plunging purchasing power of the U.S. dollar. Wow. This graph on futuredanger.com is something you need to go see right now if you have the capability. It really lays out in a visual format all the loss in purchasing power and increase in debt and put an individual. But as always, we have other articles and these gauges as well to review. Plow through a few of them. 22% of small and medium businesses closed in February, per a report. Federal government runs $660 billion with a B. $660 billion with a B, as in boy, deficit in March. What? Third largest monthly deficit on record. We are knocked up another notch to 129% debt to GDP ratio. I'd also like to say Bitcoin making all-time highs today, up more than $3,000. Last I saw was at $63,500. When we first talked about it back on our first show, it was about $12,000. So up four times since then, minimum. Right now, Bitcoin at $63,373. Fourth column, and we'll get future Dan in on here. CNN chief medical reporter suspects COVID-19 has escaped gain-of-function research out of Wuhan lab. From Occam's razor standpoint, finding the simplest explanation, it would make sense. Gosh, I think that's something we said more than a year ago. Patriot Power Hour. U.S. begins study of allergic reactions from mRNA coronavirus vaccines. Tons of those. mRNA vaccines may progressively degenerate the brain from prion disease. Nasty. AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine linked to blood clots in brain. Johnson & Johnson vaccine antibodies cause blood clots in the brain, lungs, and heart. FDA halts as deaths accelerate. Already 6.8 million doses taken. I won't go into details, but someone I know got the vaccine. Hours later, was told by the health department to walk as much as possible because they were at under risk of blood clots. Pretty scary. Russia deploys tsunami torpedo nuke. People have known about that for quite a time, but being deployed, announced, that is. So how many do they actually have? Probably a lot more. Japan to dump radioactive Fukushima water into the ocean. China warns of action over Japan's decision to dump radioactive Fukushima water. Huge explosions rock St. Vincent volcano. Deadly new COVID strains turning Brazil into biological Fukushima. Great. Pentagon scientist unveils new COVID biochip under the skin. Future Dan, gosh, that is a lot of threat vectors. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, I just want to know which one surprised you the most, Ben.
Which one surprised me the most? I might have to take a second and take a look at that. So give me another reaction, and I will give you my answer in a second.
Yeah, you were in the middle of it. I'll fill in for you, buddy. You were in the middle of just getting through the density of the news that, you know, your reaction to it was great to listen to. And now that you got a chance to absorb it, surely one of those is like the most, you know, off the radar, didn't expect it headlines. Which one is it?
The 22% of small and medium businesses closed is like a vicious amount. That is a huge amount. Yeah. Gutted right there. That one I was like, what? I want to see the numbers because that seems almost unbelievable. That one caught my attention for sure. Not surprised as much because it seemed like it was inevitable after the last couple weeks. But if you had asked me a year ago if I would have been surprised, the most surprising would have been the chief medical reporter talking about gain-of-function research out of Wuhan. And, of course, what we talked about, I think, a couple weeks ago, right? People actually admitting this, going into it. That's surprising, and especially like a year ago, I would have been like, nah, they would never admit that. But they are, I guess.
I wonder if Sanjay Gupta is off script or this is part of the script.
Good question.
I think we'll find out quickly. If he was off script, he'll probably be losing that job.
I mean,
he'll be reprimanded in the most harsh way if that saying that is verboten, right? Like who's CNN ready to, you know, begin the process of normalizing the fact that China did this?
Well, I think that's a great way to look at it. Look at the subsequent actions by not just CNN, but the rest. The folks denounce him and shun him, or if not, then they're going along with it. Then what could that mean? That's almost scarier.
Yeah, yeah, and as of tonight, the show, I think he said it yesterday, and I'm not sure which direction that one's going. We'll have to follow up.
Yeah, yeah. No, we will. I mean, all this stuff continues to develop. At some point,
so,
we're going to have to start doing more than one show a week, to be honest, especially when economics starts falling apart. But I'm telling you, we're right on the cusp of having to do more shows because one a week is not enough to keep up in real time, I think.
Well, we haven't had to do it since March of 2020, but those times come about. We're going to try to do it if we can.
Yeah.
Couple corrections just with the geopolitics.
Sure.
I think the U.S. Navy is operating in the Black Sea, and the Russians are warning them not to go near the Crimea Peninsula, which after the end of the Cold War, Ukraine got, and all those Soviet naval bases were sacrificed to the new country of Ukraine that hadn't really existed in that territorial configuration before.
Okay.
But they were a Soviet republic, and because, you know, that's how their borders were internal to the Soviet Union, it pretty much got to be their state that way. But of course, under Obama, Putin seized it back. They invaded it and took it. So now the U.S. Navy that has sailed warships, destroyers for sure, into Black Sea and do it regularly, just like the freedom of navigation operations around Taiwan and the South China Sea. Same thing. And I believe they're there right now. So what has happened since last week, of course, is Russia has pulled a fairly large spring military readiness exercise right on the border of Ukraine, where there's been essentially a civil war for last, you know, several years.
Right.
That's what's going on there. Just to clarify for those wonks who, you know the details, and that's what I think's going on. Could be open to corrections if I'm off base.
Yeah. Well, I think Russian says, you know, the sub base is there, but like you said, they're probably under control of them or just a certain area just off the port that's part of it. But of course, like you said, they did seize Crimea. What was that? Maybe 2015, 2014. Anyway, guys,
and we got so the Iranians.
Well, we're going to break. We gotta go to break, but
we'll
be right back, guys. We're gonna get to some of this important stuff, and of course, PrepperBroadcasting.com. And we're gonna talk about my bug out bike and some other stuff, of course. Patriot Power Hour.
I want to tell you about the most affordable and effective preparedness purchase that you can make in 2021. Fire Edge is a fully customizable vehicular preparedness system. It can hold magazines, firearms, IFACs, tourniquets, pepper spray, flashlights, anything you need at arm's length. It fits snug in the door pocket of any vehicle. Oh, and how about all that for $20? Visit FireEdge.org today and use the promo code 2021, and you will get yours for $20.21, the ultimate in vehicular preparedness. Visit FireEdge.org and use promo code 2021.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
I see the bad moon horizon. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad.
We're back at the Patriot Power Hour, the second half. Ben the Breaker Banksters. Follow me at Bankster Breaker on Twitter or send me an email, dethronethebanksters@gmail.com. dethronethebanksters@gmail. Future Dan, where can people reach you?
Yeah, just head to futuredanger.com. We've got all the social media buttons, including Twitter, mostly on Twitter. Just punch it, you get to our site.
Nice, nice. I've had a few listeners reach out in the year 2021. Lots of fun. So all of you that hardcore listeners and reach out, I enjoy hearing what you have to say. Anyone out there that hasn't reached out, don't be shy. Hit us up. It's really cool to have feedback, positive, negative, or otherwise. So, yeah, hit us up. Future Dan, we got so much to talk about. What do you want to hit on?
Yeah, I want to follow up on that Iranian-Israeli situation. Okay. You went through the headlines. What happened was the Iranians fired a missile at a Israeli-flagged commercial vessel, and I think they struck it. I'm not sure that they – I don't think they hurt anybody, or we would have heard about that. And then suddenly this outage at the – you know, near a bunker, really, for the, you know, refining of uranium. And it knocked out the power. And you listed the ways that it could have happened.
Right.
Either they got equipment into place that was later, you know, defective, or, you know, they imported it, or they hit it with cyber, or an agent went there and blew it up, right? And now the Iranians are popping off missiles at more Israeli vessels without harming anybody. It's like the definition of low intensity conflict going on, but it's widespread and it's, you know, for the most part, bloodless for now. But there seems to be all kinds of restraints, like taboos, like these, you know, the Israeli and Iranian high commands know where board, you know, where you can't step beyond the border and not, you know, bring about full war.
Right.
And the Israelis have struck Iranian troops tonight in Syria with large casualties for a long, long time. So these, you know, the Iranians in at least Syria have been taking casualties, but this just continues tick tock. And when it escalates, you know, who knows where it puts the world, but it, guaranteed the whole world stops and pays attention to that. And whether it's dangerous in and of itself, the United States or not, watch out, because that's when everything else goes wild and changes on you in the periphery. And I'll give you an example. In 2008, when China, Beijing, hosted the Olympics, and they opened that thing with like 1,000 guys drumming, right? Like, just, hey, look at that. There's a huge stadium, and all they're doing is drumming as loud as they can. Like, hey, is that not like war drums that you're doing in front of us for the opening ceremony? It was pretty intimidating. At the same time, you know, Russia was having at it with Georgia and driving, you know, armored forces halfway into that country, right? They know that the population's attention span is finite.
Right.
So
definitely.
You had, when one of these situations, like the Middle East, goes from low intensity to low to mid intensity, and now there's actual exchanges, aircraft, warships, air raids in new territory that hadn't been expected, and perhaps missile strikes. Watch out everywhere else. I mean, you talk about it reset economically. Those are the times that bring those sort of things about.
Mm. Absolutely. There's so many threads that could go down, but I just look at the price of oil. I mean, we do have a lot of capability in America now that we didn't have 10 years ago. So maybe we'll be able to stop a major spike in oil, but you know, just that issue itself could cause a conflagration and be one of the first dominoes that knocks over the next before you know it. You better have hoped you'd been a prepper and have a lot of stuff put away, because it'll be either unavailable or extremely high price or both. I mean, everyone saw what happened with COVID, with a lot of items, whether it was rubbing alcohol, whether it was freaking toilet paper, of course, kind of a meme, but still a good example. Just becomes, you know, the hordes grab everything they can, and it's totally off the shelf. So hopefully you've been a diligent prepper and have that stuff. But if not, it is very dangerous. And that's just one example of how something that, oh, that's happening way in the Middle East. Well, you know, history has shown that something that can happen on the other side of the world can really have a lot of effects over here as well. So we got to keep aware of that stuff too.
Yeah, I just don't understand how an oil shock would be the same as it was like in 1973. I'm sure it would hurt, but didn't the whole COVID situation blow everything out of proportion? They're just on, hey, you know, we say more fiat money exists and just patch it over. Do you think an oil shock could cut to the bone and sort of destabilize certain financial institutions, maybe large private ones, that bring about contagion?
That's a great example, and that's pretty much what I'm looking at from the more realistic shock, and it's probably not even in America. It could be in Japan or Europe. We have our fracking, and we do have oil. We could probably get by and keep prices under $5 a gallon, which could serve, you know, it'd be painful and would hurt a lot of stuff given all the other issues financially we have right now. Can't really support $5 a gallon. You know, $2.50 a gallon that we've been having the last few years is one of the only things that's kept it together. If we lose that, when we've seen gas go up and up. However, I agree. It's more of the financial institutions and or just these financial markets. I'm not saying like GameStop, but I am saying a lot of derivatives and other financial instruments and accounts are tied to these commodities, whether oil or otherwise.
And nobody really knows to what extent or how.
Exactly. And it's super leveraged and no one really knows how it's intertwined. Yes.
Not even the Fed. There's no geniuses out there that know how scrambled this supposedly capitalist system is.
I would expect it's too complex for one human mind to comprehend, even if you dedicated your life to it. So
you can't take your eye off of column 3 economic while column 2 security starts, you know, heating up, because it flows across. It certainly could.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good point with the oil sensitivity.
So, you know, and that's just one example. There's a lot of other stuff going on, let alone just direct military intervention supported by the United States. That would be interesting, to say the least. But We got a lot of other articles. What do you have to say about the just overall the you talked a little bit about the Johnson & Johnson effect, but what I'm more about the liberty aspect and the passports. Do you think that'll come up to the Supreme Court and be thrown out at some point? I know you're a staunch believer that the system will kind of process it and more than likely take care of it. I know a lot of other topics on the show in the past you've said that's not constitutional, it'll get thrown out eventually on certain things. Yep. But what so you think but that's going to happen here or something? Not?
Am I missing something? Has some government in the United States imposed anything like that?
I believe some state governments are starting to make that, you know, really are taking those steps enough. Something to look out for. I don't think there's like a case that's ready for it yet. I agree. It's a little premature, but I think we should be ready for it.
I haven't seen any headlines of any bills coming out of state legislature committees. I don't know of Congress working on anything like that. Although it's probably already written. So in an emergency session, when everybody's distracted, it could fly right through, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't see it introduced. I don't hear of any executive orders, you know, even getting near that right now. So some of this stuff that we're talking about, I'm trying to be balanced here. If it's conjecture, that's probably well-founded. You know, you're afraid somebody's going to, you know, punch you. They haven't punched you yet, but they sure look and act like they could do it to you, so you're concerned about it, but it hasn't happened yet. Or I know other countries, you see headlines out of Europe where it's getting a lot closer to that for sure, but not here yet. Unless I've been missing something.
I don't think so, but I think that's a good point. In other countries, it's advanced a lot more, and maybe I've kind of ingrained that into myself, like, oh, it's pretty much already happening here, then it's next step. But I, you know, hopefully we could head it off at the pass. That would be nicely. Do you feel like there is some support to fight that? Do you think a lot of people, am I underestimating the amount of people that are, you know, awake enough and support Bill of Rights enough to fight back on that? Or you think people are going to fold on that pretty easily?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not Bill of Rights. It's probably 14th Amendment and equal protection under the law, right? Someone who's received a vaccine of some, you know, supposedly scientifically demonstrable effectiveness versus someone who hasn't versus someone who had the disease itself and now refuses to get a vaccination for the disease they had.
Yeah.
Right. So there's all kinds of classes of communist Chinese party bioweapon victimhood. But what might be on the table eventually is to just recognize, you know, with a federal fund, more fiat dollars, and just have a victims fund like 9/11, where, you know, people who've had it, people were damaged by the vaccines afterwards, all are recognized as, you know, this happened because, you know, for national security, you know, letdowns and border control letdowns. And probably the Congress that could pass that would have to blame it all on Trump for letting it happen to us.
But
some kind of fun for people that are really hurt by this.
Man, knowing how the insurance industry works myself, working in that, and knowing how the government works as well, that would not be very efficient, and it'll be riddled with corruption. But, hey, who cares? Just print a bunch of money, and we can pay everybody off, right? It'll be fine. Wow.
Yeah, right. And the question is, does it happen without, you know, pointing the finger at China? Does it just go away because of that?
Well,
hush money.
Not what we saw by Gupta, right? He's coming out. Is that a slip of the tongue or not? I don't know. All right, guys and gals, we're going to our final break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about my prepper bike, but I still want to cover a couple more of these articles, so I'm not going to indulge too much. We'll talk about my bike in the future as well when I test it out a little more, but we'll talk a little bit about a lot more topics. Then we got to make way for Next Generation show. Stick with us.
You may have noticed the traditional media disguises and conceals the truth. Even when the truth is not being hidden, your attention is being misdirected. You're focused on some things to distract you from others. Future danger assembles the key liberty, security, economic, and natural news of the day, sourcing from both mainstream and alternative media. What's more important to a prepper than knowledge? Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. FutureDanger.com.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Patriot Power Hour, and we are live for the final segment. Future Dan. Whew. We got a lot more
Air
going
DNA.
On. We got a lot. Yeah, Air DNA. That might be the one that surprised me. I'm glad you actually brought that back up.
Air
that
DNA.
Was the one I was thinking about that was just surprising. I was like, what? When I first read that, I did not even like really, I never heard of it. I mean, it makes sense. But it seems like, oh, wow, they're finally doing this. I don't even think this was in, like, Star Trek, or maybe it was, but Air DNA,
I'm sure,
man.
Spy agencies have been trying to get that for at least 10 years.
Yeah, I'm sure. I know. But what does it mean when it's being announced like this, though?
So there'd be rooms where you could trap somebody, bring them through, suck off skin follicles, catch a little bit of it, and take it to the lab. Try to figure out who they are, who they're related to, see if you can spot them at other locations. So obviously, CIA must have been working that as a capability for a while. But now that it's getting put out in the open, we're facing a future where there's zones where you have a possibility of being anonymous, and zones where you absolutely won't be able to. If you can distort facial recognition, gait recognition, how you walk, and many other indicators, they're going to be able to know who you are in ever increasing zones in our lives. You're going to have to live really out in the country to be outside of those zones for long.
Super creepy, but very true. And it's progressing. Remember, I mean, oh my gosh. Time is flying. It is 2021. It is April. It is the second quarter of 2021. Technology has advanced so much. And just the fact that they're announcing this makes me, they must have had this, I believe, 10 plus years ago at the White House or at embassies or other very extremely high secure labs or something like that. You know what I mean? If they're announcing this now, they got to have it already. So who knows what they're working on next,
Simple. Like suppressed hidden technology theory and all that. Not so sure. I think the way you get a technology like that is still you use market forces. You got to reward companies to do the research so they have. And when it's cutting edge, it's totally classified until they got it
right.
Figured out enough. And they've also figured out how to deploy it and then let it go commercial too, right?
I was about to say, yeah, they got once it's deployed, once it hits a certain threshold, then they're like, okay, enough people are going to know, we got to break the news. Just, a super easy example is a stealth bomber, right? They're like, okay, we can't hide this stuff anymore. But they want to hold it as long as possible. And then, maybe not with a stealth bomber, with other technologies, eventually they want to commercialize it, especially once the military applications are, not as advanced or maybe even out of, not even up to scale anymore. But, hey, you can make a lot more money actually commercial sometimes. So I definitely know what you mean with that. I on the other hand, though, do believe that they have a lot of hidden technologies they don't give us, they don't let us know about. I don't know. It's a tough one.
Yeah, it's going to create zones where, getting away with murder is going to become really, really hard, especially buildings and spaces where they can have that actively monitored. I'm not talking about now. I'm talking by the 2040s, right?
Yeah.
You'll be in areas where that's going to do something to crime. It might push it happening more and more wherever the zones are where, you know, it's possible to commit murder. And that's going to impact society. It's going to put a lot of people, you know, in a very, it's going to change the way we live, really. And police forces that live, you know, our policing areas that have this are going to have a much different time of it than areas that can't afford it. So the haves and the have-nots, it's going to exacerbate that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. This is kind of some Philip K. Dick novel or something going on here, for sure. Wow.
There'll be mobile checkpoints, FEMA, National Guard, set them up on roads. You don't go on that road unless you're passing through that, getting collected. That, you know, that's another dystopian picture of this. And again, it's just a news report that they discovered how to do it. How mature the technology is, I don't know, but how mature was drone technology 15 years ago?
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. Time is marching on. The technology is marching on. It's getting better all the time. And I feel like the human condition and civilization and humanity as a whole is not advancing as quickly as technology, which is dangerous. So, yeah, I think we should try to acknowledge this and become better people as well. That's a good way to try to fix it. But on the other hand, we got to look at these threats and try to protect your family and your loved ones. At some point, we could try to get the word out. But on the other hand, we are preppers. You got to take care of yourself and your family before you can take care of the country. I think founding fathers would agree with that.
Yeah, I see degeneracy, not an advancement of society right now.
Oh, great. Even worse.
At times we're holding even, but you know, in many areas, it's wise to think that the whole aggregate can't stand. It may become very destable because it's not advancing any of the principles that the country was founded on. We knew that was happening with the last election, and it's underway now in 2021.
Yeah, freight train, not stopping that. What do you think Rome was like in the throes of its craziness and collapse? I mean, if they had Twitter back then, I think they were probably crazier than us at this point, but we're heading to that type of delusion and collapse, unfortunately. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I mean, you can always speak up and fight against it. That's what we're trying to do every week.
Exactly.
If you're not listening and you're not aware of your surroundings and you live and go along to get along, then it's, when too many people are doing that, don't be surprised when you're waking up in a very different world within years.
Absolutely. I feel like if you are intelligent enough and healthy enough to understand the situations going on right now, you essentially have a duty to protect liberty and protect your family. I mean, this isn't like a big macho thing or me on my soapbox, but I'm just saying, like, if you're interested in this stuff and you understand it, you're a very rare breed. We need you to freaking step up, because there's a great percentage of the population just totally tuned out or doesn't care. So if you are into prepping and liberty, etc., you're very rare breed relative, and you need to get up there and take action as well. And that's what I try to do, and you try to do, and I need to double down. And yeah, there's always more to be done, but you got to start somewhere.
Awesome. Now tell us about your bike, your electric bike. You got the third component. The other two we talked about were weapons and entry devices, but now you got the transport. So let's just focus on the transport. Did you get the solar pack to charge it as well that accompanies the bike?
Actually, I did previously have a solar panel that could charge this bike and the pack as well. It's not really as mobile, so I would not be taking it with me per se. But if for some reason I wanted to go hundreds and hundreds of miles, I could easily add that as part of the bike. It would be part of my load, so I could take less. But it might be worth it if for some reason I did have to go a couple hundred miles or up a bunch of hills. I'm telling you, pedaling a bike that's loaded down uphill sucks. But this electric bike I have makes it so much easier. Again, I haven't tested it out a ton. And if you want to hear a little bit more about it, go back to our couple other shows. And I'll give a full review next episode, next week. but because we only have a couple minutes left on the show. However, I so far am loving it. It without the electric motor, not even considering that portion of it, it's a nice mountain bike. It's got big ass tires, very puncture resistant, and can go bigger and better than just about any mountain bike you can get. It pedals fine. It's got seven gears. That's enough. It's not like a 21 speed mountain bike, but it works nicely. Good quality components. Nice seat. Got the little cage on the back to mount stuff. But obviously, it all comes down to this electric motor. That's what separates it. And this thing is powerful as hell. On a flat surface, you can go from 0 to 15 miles an hour in just a few seconds. It's not as peppy as a real motorcycle internal combustion engine, but it has a lot of that initial torque and takeoff that electric vehicles do. I mean, I've never been in a Tesla, but I've heard they come off the line like gangbusters. Well, this thing busts ass. I think it has an internal regulator that keeps it below 20 miles an hour, but you can easily go 0 to 15 without pedaling at all. And allegedly, you can go 40 miles on only the motor. Of course, you can go more if you pedal some and use the motor some. Maybe you pedal
Let me ask you a question about that.
Go for it.
Yeah, one more question, then I won't interrupt you and just tell us about it to the end of the show. I'm psyched. But so if you sacrifice range, but you have terrain that is hilly, mountainous a little bit, this bike could potentially help you transport, but because it's motor assisted, you might have to pedal simultaneously to add power. But the electrical, you know, powered portion of it, could you cover shorter distances with heavier loads, like heavy enough that you're packed out where you can still balance on the bike, but you can get in short distances up terrain? Would this bike help you do that?
It's perfect for that. I really think that's where it would shine, is going up terrain and also on dirt roads where it's kind of difficult to pedal, and especially if you're loaded down heavy. But these are 4-inch wide tires. They're two mountain bike tires stacked together, essentially, is the width. It kind of looks like those bikes they have on the beach, so it kind of looks goofy at first. But when you realize it's like a monster truck, bicycle slab, but it's also got this pep to it, I mean, you know, I think it's pretty badass. It's really fun. Well, like I said, we'll talk about it a lot later, but maybe next show I'll have a full review for you. How about that?
Yeah, I can't wait. With bated breath, we'll wait till next Tuesday night at 8:00.
All right, folks. We're getting out of here. The Patriot Power Hour. That hour went quickly. As stuff continues to heat up, we'll start doing 90-minute shows. We might even start doing more than one show a week, or at least some more daily audio caches. I'm going to put a flag in the ground. I'm going to do at least one daily auto cache between now and the end of the month. Anyway, guys, we're out of here. All right. Patriot Power Hour, episode 136, signing off, making way for next generation. Prepperbroadcasting.com. Catch you guys later.